It's good to be back here tonight. This place is always, I guess, had a special place in our heart. I guess after we announced our calling to preach, we preached there at Salico Creek for Tracy the first time. But this was the first, place I preached out, after I announced my preacher calling. I remember being scared to death when Bruce called me, and but excited at the same time. And I guess maybe we still have that. Maybe feeling every time we stand to preach, but I think I said the last time I stood to preach, and it's been a while since we've stood, but I said I've tried to get away from getting up here and talking about maybe how nervous and scared I am, but I just want to move forward, with the Lord in this thing, and I'm still nervous every time I stand, but there's one thing that hasn't changed every time I've got behind the book board, and I guess if you're a preacher, you know what I'm talking about, but the Lord has been there with me every single time. If I can just get myself out of the way, and if we can't get there tonight, then we'll just sit down. We really will. I'm scared to death to make a mess of this thing. I really am. I'm more scared to get about that now, than I am to get up here behind the book board. I don't want to do anything to be a hindrance to somebody, because I know in this life it's a fine line we have to walk in this life, this walk of life, and that of making the right decisions, But if you'll trust the Lord and follow the Lord, everything you say and do will be in order and it'll work. And I just want to do what the Lord would have us do, here this night. It seems like it's been a while since we've stood, and maybe we've had a few thoughts since the last time we stood to preach, but the Lord just maybe wouldn't let us get settled on, one. So maybe if the Lord sees fit, maybe we'll give them all to you, or we'll just go the way the Lord sees fit for us to go tonight. That's all we feel like doing tonight, is just being a blessing and a help to somebody here. If I don't get nothing out of it, but somebody else does, and that's the way it should be, because I don't want to get up here for my glory, by no means. I truly don't. But we couldn't, maybe get settled on one scripture, so we might just have to read them all to you. But if you got your Bibles, we might read in a few different places. Might be a little scattered, might be all over the place, but that'll be all right, because I feel like this is what the Lord has laid upon our heart. And we went to church there this morning at our home church at Stoner's, and seemed like Stephen just got up and just about preached almost everything I had on my heart. But I'm not going to try to get up and preach another man's message by no means, but this is what the Lord has laid upon our heart, and that's the way we're going to go. But if you got your Bibles, in the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah is the first place we're going to read, and then we're going to, flip over to the 6th chapter of, Galatians, and then over in Ephesians we're going to read in a couple places. But if you got your Bibles and you feel like reading with us tonight, the Bible says in the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah, starting in the 6th verse, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And that's all we're going to read right there, and we're going to turn over over here, if we can find our place where we got it marked, in that of the 6th chapter of the book of Galatians. Just going to read a couple verses and then move on. But the Bible says in the 6th chapter of Galatians, starting in the 8th verse, or maybe starting in the 7th verse, it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And flipping over one more time, in the 2nd chapter of the book of Ephesians, starting in the 8th verse, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And that's maybe as far as we feel like reading. And I know we might be all over the place. It might take us a minute maybe to get to where we need to be. But we just want to do that this night. I've got to where, I guess, maybe in this thing, I guess I'm scared to make a mess of it. But I'm also to the point where I just want to, I guess, give it to the Lord every time I preach and just let Him take us a little farther and a little farther. And I used to worry about how I deliver it and this, that, and the other. But I don't care about that, none of that anymore. I want the Lord, I guess, to use us exactly the way that He wants us to be used tonight, because it's not going to work any other way. And I guess maybe I've got a few thoughts on our heart, and we couldn't seem to get settled on none of them, so you may just have to get all of them. Don't know how long we'll keep you, but it really don't matter as long as the Lord's will is done tonight. But I guess maybe if we've been had something, I guess, on our heart that we've been pondering for a while, is that about choices. And we were there in VBS, I guess, this past week there at church, and they were talking about the story in the life of David. And we got to talking about one night in that of Saul, and that right around the time when I guess maybe David slew Goliath. But he got to talking about in that time frame how it started out, and that how Saul I guess was the king there, and he began to start off with the Lord, and that he began to go his own way, and he was trusting in the Lord and listening to the Lord for guidance there for a while. And then he just began to make a series, I guess, of bad choices, maybe in his mind thinking he was doing the right thing for the Lord, but he was going his own way and listening to that of his own flesh, and that he got away from the Lord, and we all know what happened. But it got me to pondering and thinking about the choices we make in this life, and that how they're a lot more, I guess, important than we think they are in this life at the time. You know, it seems like something so simple. Every single day we get up, we make a choice to get out of the bed. We make a choice to get ready and to go to work or whatever it may be. We make a choice to do this and a choice to do that, thinking in that moment that it's so insignificant. But I come across something here a little while back. There's a concept called the butterfly effect, and it's kind of fascinated me. But it's that this one little choice that you make at this seemingly insignificant point in time can have a ripple effect throughout your life and can build and grow and grow. The butterfly effect calls for something that can turn into like a tsunami off of one little insignificant moment in your life. But I began to think about that and how sin is in our life, and when we choose to allow sin into our life and we choose to let it be a part of our lives and think that it's something that's so small, it grows and grows and grows. And then those choices that we make that were, I guess, seemingly so small become something that can grow into something that's so detrimental. And before you know it, you're so far away from the Lord that you don't even know where to begin. You don't even know, I guess, how to get back to Him in that. You don't even know where to start. But I'm thankful that that no matter how far I get away from the Lord, that all I've got to do is call upon Him. But you know, I began to think about the time that I guess when I got saved in that, for about a year I ran from it. I had an opportunity to be born again, and I didn't take it. And I read the scripture right here, and the Bible says that earlier it talks about how we should seek Him while He can be found, and that that's important, folks. If the Lord comes by your way and speaks to your heart, you better listen to Him while you have the chance. I spent an entire year of my life reading my Bible every single night, not having a clue what I was reading, but just hoping and praying and asking that the Lord might come by and deal with me again. And it seemed like the harder and harder I tried, the farther and farther He was away. But thankfully, the Lord saw fit to have mercy upon me and gave me another opportunity to be saved. And it seems like I fought it that morning too, but I finally got to the place where I wanted to be saved more than nothing else, I guess, in this life. And they sung a song this morning, it's a pass me not, or do not pass me by. You all know the song, but I began to think about that, and that you've got to get to that place where you desire nothing else in this life but for the Lord not to pass you by, because you know you cannot make it without Him. But that's just where we have to get to in this life. And it seems like we all in this life maybe think that we've got this thing figured out. You know, and we've been, I guess me and my wife have been facing a choice in that of whether to keep continuing to go forward with, I guess, the help with fertility treatments and trying to have a baby. And we've got to the point where we've got one more round of IUI left, and then that they move on to IVF, and we've got to make a decision as to whether or not that it's we can do it. I guess it's a lot more expensive than IUI. But the point I'm trying to make is the Lord has put things in this life, in this walk of life, for us to get some help. But if we don't pray and ask the Lord for Him to show us which way to go, it does not make a hill of beans. I don't care what you try to do or what your intentions are. There's many people in this life that have died tried and busted hell's gates wide open, and they've done every good act they can do in this life. They've given money here, they've given money here, they've done charity work here, and they busted the doors of hell wide open because they did not do what the Lord would have them to do. Their good intentions, I guess, were put, that were misguided, I guess, if you'd have it. The scripture says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The scripture says that we should do good works, but it's because of the good deed that the Lord has done for us and saved our soul to glorify Him and not glorify ourselves. And that's where we miss the mark, I think, a lot of times in this life. But I just couldn't help but think. I've been thinking a lot. I guess we had a conversation one day at work the other day about wisdom and this and that and the other, and about how the elders, maybe they are wise because they've been there before. But it got me to thinking, and I kept thinking about the word mileage in that. Just a simple word, mileage. And I began to think about that in this walk of life. And that, my old truck's 89 Toyota pickup, and I see him for sale all the time, I guess, with maybe 89, 90, 100, 150,000 miles, whatever. My truck's got 602,000 miles on it, and I began to think about that in this life. They're the exact same age, the exact same model, that were made in the exact same year. But my truck's been a lot farther than some of those other ones that have been in that, in this life. And I just began to think about preaching and how, where I want to be versus where I am now. And I began to think about, the miles that we have to travel in this life to get to where, we want to be. And if we want to have that ability to be able to do the work that the Lord has called us to do, we've got to be willing to travel a few extra miles in this life and to go a little farther than maybe we want to go, because maybe sometimes it's a little uncomfortable doing the things for the Lord, you know? I began to think about that, and that, are we willing to truly travel the distance that the Lord has asked us to travel in this life? You know, I couldn't help but think about maybe doing work for the Lord and doing the work that the Lord would have you to do are two totally different things. And they might sound similar, they might look similar on paper, but if the Lord hasn't asked you to do it, you'll do more harm than you will good, even though you're trying to help. And that's where we miss the mark a lot of times in this walk of life. We have good intentions, but they're misguided, and they're not of the Lord. I just couldn't help but think the other night we were there at New Hope at Revival, and the power went out, and they had a little angel sitting on top of the piano, and we opened the side door. And everybody's heard it preached a million times about shadows and about the Lord and the sun and whatever. But I just began to look at that, and it had cast a shadow of that angel on the wall. But I just began to think about that, and truly in our life, that there was the Lord and the sun in front of that, that was guiding that shadow that was casting it upon, I guess, maybe the wall, and how we need to let the Lord stay ahead of us in this life. We try to get ahead of the Lord so many times, and we don't trust the Lord. You know, we're facing a tough choice, me and my wife. We really are. And I don't want your pity. I truly don't. But I just want you to realize and understand that we all have to travel different walks in this life. And everything that the Lord sends by our way is needful for us. We don't always understand it. And we don't know why we have to go through the things that we have to go through. But for all I know, one day when we have children, that they might have to face the same exact thing that we're going through. And I want to be able to be found to be in a place to help them. So if we have to go through a little, travel a little while longer on this walk of life and go through a little more, I guess, mileage on the tack, then I'm okay with that. I truly am on the odometer there. I'm thankful for that. I truly am, so that I can be a help to them. And I want to always be found willing to do and go wherever the Lord would have us to go. And I just began to think about it in the Bible and the scriptures there. It seemed like this morning maybe Stephen touched on everything that we were, I guess, thinking about. But I began to think about, I guess maybe you've all been thinking in your mind about some people in the Bible that have maybe traveled a few more miles than some of the others in this in the scriptures. But you began to think about Job and everything that he went through. And you could take, I guess, maybe a man that was the same age as Job, and I believe he'd be a little bit more wise than the one beside him, because he had been through a whole lot more. But the Lord blessed him for it because he kept his integrity, and I'm thankful for that. But I began to go on and think and ponder a little farther, and I began to think about Jonah and something so simple, and that of the story of Jonah. Everybody knows it. But I began to do some studying and look to the best of my knowledge what I could find, I guess maybe on the internet, and that of the distances that Jonah traveled to try to run and get away from the Lord. And I began to look from Joppa there where he left to Nineveh was something like 550 nautical miles, which is just a straight mile, straight as a crow flies.
But Tarshish was something like 2,500 nautical miles away from where he was going. So not only was he just trying to run from the Lord, he went, I guess if you think about it in a round trip sense of the way, he went 5,000 miles out of the way trying to get away from the Lord, and he still couldn't get away from the Lord. And the Lord knew that he was going to do it, and the Lord loved him enough. We all look at that scripture like, oh my Lord, the Lord swallowed him up with a big fish and that of a whale or whatever you want to call it. But the Lord loved him enough to prepare a way to keep him safe in that way. He knew that he was going to disobey him, but he prepared the great fish. It says that it was prepared. And that tells me that the Lord knew what he was going to do, but he loved him enough to prepare a way for him to get where he needed to be. And I'm thankful for that. He just had to go the long way around, I guess, because of his own stubbornness. But how much we like to think a lot of times when we reread these scriptures, I guess. Maybe it's just me that maybe we're better than they were, thinking, Lord, there's no way I would have done that. I wouldn't have been like that. There's no way. But folks, we're a lot more like them than we think we are. And our stubbornness gets in the way a lot of times in this life when we think we got it all figured out, when it's not what the Lord would have us to do. It's truly not. And if we'd ever just trust the Lord, I know it's something so simple, but it's so hard to do. It's just trust the Lord. You'd think as a Christian and somebody that's been saved, you'd have it just like that, and it'd be easy, and you know every time just to trust and follow the Lord. But we fight it more than anything in this life. We truly do. We always do. And I guess that's just the flesh and this human nature we have to fight. But I'm thankful that the scripture tells us that whatever we reap, there also shall we sow. And I'm thankful for that. If we do the work that the Lord has asked us to do, then there's a blessing in it for us. It may not be right then. It says that in due time we shall sow, and I'm thankful for that. And I have to choose to trust and believe that there's a reason that me and my wife are going through the things that we're going through, and that the Lord will see us through it on the other side one way or another. And I'm thankful for that. I'm looking for that day because I have enough faith in my God that He wouldn't put us through the trials that we go through in this life in vain for nothing. It says that in the scriptures here somewhere that that His word does not go out in void. It doesn't come back void, and I'm thankful for that, that there's a purpose and a reason for everything. There truly is. It talks about right here that the sister talked about us all just doing our part, and the scripture tells us right here in that, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. And we should always keep that of our selves and our temples, I guess, in this life, able for the Lord to come down and sup with us. We truly should. We'd be in a bad way. We get ourselves in a bad way sometimes when we think we can outpace the Lord. We truly do. But it's been good to be here tonight. I'd love to stand here and I guess maybe and keep preaching to you all night long, but that wouldn't be what the Lord would have us to do. It wouldn't. I just want to follow the Lord, and I feel like that's maybe about as far as we need to go. But I'm thankful for another opportunity to stand and preach. I truly am. I'm always thankful. I truly am. But it's been good to be here tonight. It truly has. But I just couldn't help but think all week long, I guess, maybe about the choices we make in this life and the effect that they have on us, whether we realize it or not. We need to always choose. I couldn't help but think, and I thought about this, and how many people have used their salvation as a crutch, I guess, in this life. And don't take me wrong. I don't mean nothing ill about that. My salvation is the most important thing to me in this life, and I'm thankful for it. But how many people have we seen get saved and sit on the back pew of a church and never do nothing else for the Lord because the Lord saved their soul? And I'm afraid that more and more here lately, the Lord is saving folks and loving them enough to save them, and they just sit down on the Lord and don't do anything for them and think just because they've been born again, then they got it, and that's it. Folks, we call ourselves so many blessings in this life, and look at all the people that we could help by doing what the Lord would have us to do. No matter how small it might be, we're all fitly framed together in this walk of life. We truly are. Don't just sit down on the Lord because He saved your soul when you think you ain't got to do nothing else in this life. Whether you wanted to do it or not, choose to serve the Lord and to follow Him and to go however far He asked you to go, and it will work. It truly will. It truly will. Some of us are made to go a little farther than others in this life. But the only way that we can do that is if we let the Lord help us and bear the burdens for us. We can't do it in this life without the Lord. I don't see how people ever try to do it. I truly don't. I tried to do it for a long time, and it doesn't mean bad things aren't going to come your way in this life, but I'm so thankful now that I have somebody to go through them with me, and that I've got a comforter to help me through these things in this life. I don't know how I ever did it without him. I truly don't. And I think a lot of times we just get complacent in the Lord, and we don't have nothing bad happen to us, and we sit down on him, and we forget to, I guess, praise him and thank him, and then bad times come our way, and we've got to try to find the Lord again, I guess. He ain't never left us, but we've walked away from him, and it seems like if we could ever just stay where we need to be with the Lord, how much easier things would be in this walk of life when troubles come our way. We wouldn't have to try to back up. I just began to think about how we always just treat this thing like a cycle in life. Anything in life, when we do something, we get gung-ho about something in this life, maybe going to the gym, and you go for 2 or 3 months. It's just as hard as you can possibly go. And then you'll take 2 or 3 months off, and you'll be right back at square one. How many times do we do that with the Lord? We give it everything we've got, and we just stop. And we just stop. And then we've got to go back and try to get it right back. Just continue every single day to do what the Lord would have you to do. And listen to the Lord and put the work in and the time in and just continue to grow with the Lord. It's the only way you're ever going to get past where you're at in this life. And I know it's a scary thing to do, to put all your trust and faith in the Lord, especially when you can't even lay your eyes on him, I guess, maybe. That's what's fearful in this life. But the Lord's been too good for me to not to trust him. He's always helped me through everything I've been through in this life, and I don't have a doubt that he'll continue to help me and see me through. But I'm done rambling. I truly am. It's been good to be here. I feel like that's what the Lord has laid upon our heart, and I feel like that is all that we need to say and do. No more, no less. What the Lord would have us to do, and it'll work, and it will. And I appreciate it. If you want to get a verse of a song or one of these other men have something, I'd be more than glad to listen to you. Come on. I truly would.